Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. We're taking you through a Friday afternoon and into your Friday evening. Indians baseball coming your way a little bit later on tonight. Tribe out on the West Coast taking on the Oakland A's. But now we go back to the hotline as we return to our Leadership Through Partnership program, and we are joined by Commissioner Matt Lundy. Commissioner Lundy, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. Good to join you. I was just thinking when you were doing the lead-in that, boy, I wish all these West Coast games that the Indians play were scheduled on weekends, then I wouldn't have to worry about losing any sleep during the week.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, well, you know what, though? I think tonight is the last remaining start time after 10 o'clock that they've got on the schedule.
Right.
So I'll take that, because if I have to wake up a little bit later on a Saturday, that's not so bad, right?
That's right. And especially if they win, it's even better.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I know we spoke last week talking about how big of a weekend it was going to be, hoping that Mother Nature would cooperate. And it sounds like things went off extraordinarily well with the rededication of the courthouse. Tell us all about what happened last weekend.
Boy, I got to tell you, I think all those who were involved with it and attended are still on a little bit of a natural high because it was just such an amazing experience, an amazing evening in Lorain County history, and thought things went off, you know, pretty well. We were all worried about the rain that day. I think even the Indians were able to get their game in, but you know, we had a scattered rain that came through the area. I think it probably chased some folks away. But for the most part, it held up just enough for us to get the events in. But, you know, we had a good turnout downtown. We wanted to make sure that it was a family event. We think it's really important for families and children to come together to experience what was truly a historic day in Lorain County history. You know, we had the Swing City Band there featuring our own Judge Raymond Yours, and that went over really well. We know the crowd enjoyed that. There were plenty, and I can't stress enough, plenty of hot dogs and pizza and water for everybody to enjoy, and some face painting and games for the kids, and all those activities took place from 5:30 till about 6:45. Then at 7 o'clock, we had the actual rededication of the courthouse and the Lorain Palace Youth Theater. They came out, they sang the national anthem. We had a beautiful invocation by Pastor Marilyn Parker Jeffries. She did a tremendous job. And then a number of us had the chance to speak in between the raindrops. I've got to tell you, I think most folks with their note cards or their message ended up getting wet considerably on the podium there with the rains that came in. But we broke out the umbrellas and got through that program. And we were also thrilled that Carrie Broom with the Lorain County Historical Society was able to be there. This is something I know that the Historical Society folks talked to me over and over again. They said, hey, Matt, if you get in there to be a commissioner someday, we hope the board will be able to work out a plan to save the courthouse and renovate the courthouse. And I can't thank my colleagues, Ted Kahlo and Lori Kakowski and Jim Cordes, and Karen Davis and everyone who worked to make this all possible. It was a long journey, and anytime you make a commitment to renovate a historic building, believe me, it's a little risky because it can be expensive, and you know, so folks were willing to go down that road. And you know, this is a building now that will remain an important part of Lorain County history for another 50 years, hopefully, and longer. And I can certainly, if you want to hear more about some of the other dedications, we can tell you about those too.
Well, absolutely, because I know while a lot of what you guys did centered around the rededication of the courthouse, that was definitely at the center of all this, but you guys also had three memorials as well as you unveiled the police, fire, and EMS memorial as well.
Right, yeah, what we did after we dedicated the rededication of the courthouse is we moved on to the World War II memorial, and a lot of individuals, and I've said it before, but you know, there were some bushes and some trees on the front side of that courthouse. A lot of folks did not know that there's a World War II memorial adjacent to the courthouse on the front side there that actually was dedicated in 1950. It was May 30th, 1950. And an interesting part of our program was that we had a gentleman by the name of Art Goodman. A lot of folks may know him. He's a World War II veteran. He was named Veteran of the Year in Lorain County, I believe, in 2014. He was there the original day that they dedicated the memorial. Back on May 30, 1950, he actually lived in downtown Elyria. He and his wife lived in an apartment, and So here he was, 68 years later, back for the rededication of the World War II Memorial, and he is just a delightful individual. If you ever have a chance to meet Art Goodman, you got to have a conversation with just an enjoyable man. So he actually gave a short talk about how he was there the original day of the dedication. And for those of us living in Elyria, we've known over the years that with the Memorial Day parade, that we actually start the parade, I believe, at 10 o'clock in the morning in Elyria. But back in 1950, in an old article that we found, they always started the parade at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, we all know how hot it gets at sometimes 10 in the morning on Memorial Day, but 3 o'clock, probably the hottest time of the day, is when they used to do the memorial, or did the parade, and they also did the dedication of that memorial. So I thought that was kind of a interesting historic fact there. But we also rededicated the Workers' Memorial. That is also on the other side of the courthouse, which I think a lot of folks didn't know was there as well, too. And Harry Williamson, the president of the Lorain County AFL-CIO, and Pat Gallagher with the United Steelworkers, both gave some words. And Lori Kokoski, my colleague, a lot of folks don't know, but her father was actually the first president of the Lorain County AFL-CIO, so she actually played a key role in that ceremony as well. And then in the evening, later in the evening, rather, at 9 o'clock, we actually dedicated the first ever Lorain County Law Enforcement Fire EMS Service Memorial. And it's absolutely beautiful. I hope folks will come down and take a look at it. We had comments by Dennis Cavanaugh, the chief deputy of the Lorain County Sheriff's Department. Unfortunately, the sheriff was out of town. But Jeff Young, the fire chief of Sheffield Village, Dwayne Streeter, the police chief of Avon Lake, and we also recited the names of all those who had fallen over the years. And then we lit, there's an eternal light that is there at the memorial, and it remains lit. We even put a heat lamp around that light, so in the wintertime when it snows, it'll you know, basically generate enough heat to keep the snow off it. So there's an eternal light that will be burning there, and the bagpipes played. And then there was a parade of lights where each one of the law enforcement and fire departments had a vehicle in a salute to the fallen by going around the square with a parade of lights. And it was just a beautiful evening. Then we moved over at 9:30, and we actually lit the courthouse for the first time. We had some patriotic music going, and I think folks were just blown away by how beautiful our courthouse looks now lit. And there's obviously some lighting options that go with that. You know, we will light it in different light forms for special occasions. More than likely, the special lighting will only be on the weekends, and then during the week will be a normal house lighting exterior. But I know a lot of the pictures ended up on Facebook, and also Matt Meshack had one of the drones, I think, along with the Chronicle Telegram's drone up there in the air shooting all kinds of video and images, and it just looks magnificent. We certainly hope that it'll be a draw to bring people to downtown Elyria to see the courthouse in the evening, to come down here to see the different light packages that are set up for this courthouse on the weekends. And I think it really puts our courthouse up there among the best courthouses here in the state.
Again, we're speaking with Commissioner Matt Lundy here on our Leadership Through Partnership program on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And Commissioner Lundy, we'll take a step forward now and take a look at some future plans that you guys have. I know a couple of months ago we sat down and we spoke about the lakefront connectivity program and how that's moving forward and progressing. I know there are some steps that need to be taken over the next few months here. If you could kind of elaborate on the next steps that the county is going to have to take in order to move this forward.
Sure. Well, I mean, first off, I think, it's an amazing partnership. I know I was at a luncheon yesterday, and Tony Gallo at Chamber of Commerce said, wow, what a great partnership where all the lakefront communities have come together, actually applied for a planning grant, and now, continue to work together on a plan for Lorain County's lakefront. You know, we're blessed to have 23 miles of shoreline. There aren't many counties in the state of the 88 counties that actually can say that they've got access to the Lake Erie shoreline like we do. And what we're trying to do is put together a plan where all the lakefront communities benefit, and they're all connected. So if you come to an event or activity in one of the lakefront communities, we try to connect you with what's going on in other communities as well too. But a lot of this is conceptual. We took a look at, okay, where are there areas that The cities actually, have control properties, and where are some other areas that in the future, if landowners should decide that they want to work in cooperation with a developer, what could potentially be developed? And, it ranges from everything from a lakefront conference center to a lakefront education center to also lakefront restaurant, lakefront marina, those types of concepts, and they're all conceptual. There's no question that they're expensive in nature, but that's where you get into having to build public and private partnerships so that developers that come along to be interested in developing projects like this, then at least have some concepts to work with. And the important thing about these concepts is you determine, okay, here's an area of land that we can work with. On this area of land, what potentially can you build on it? What potentially can you create enough, parking for whatever building you put there for that footprint? And then you actually have an idea what the associated costs might be with that. But this is where we're now beginning discussions. We're saying, okay, which parts of these plans do we think we can start moving forward on or take a look at moving forward on? But it's incremental steps. It's baby steps. We say we're going to crawl before we walk and walk before we run because some of these things will definitely take some time. We're not in a position where government wants anybody's property. I want to make that very clear. We're also not in a position where we want to take away access to the lake and just have somebody who can afford a $500,000 condo to look out their window. We don't want that either. We want to make sure that these are projects that will actually drive people to the lakefront, stimulate economic activity, and also make it a big draw for tourists. I mean, like I said, there aren't a lot of places. People love to be near water. There aren't a lot of communities and counties that can say that they have it. And it's just been a great partnership.
And we'll cut you loose on this, Commissioner Lundy. I know that to enhance the plan, I know the board has partnered with Vermilion to bring in a consultant. Every time somebody hears a consultant, they don't know really how to take that. Right. So as you bring in a consultant, what are some of the plans moving forward to continue on some of the improvements to increase economic viability?
Well, I think often when we have to reach out to a consultant, it's because we don't have the expertise, and this expertise is around corridor planning for the city of Vermilion, and the city of Vermilion is a very vibrant lakefront community, and what we have recently done in our past board action this past week was retain MS Consultants. And they're going to build off of the TLCI plan, the Transportation for Livable Communities plan on the lakefront. And they're going to concentrate on improvements that the city of Vermilion can actually make to increase the economic viability there along the Route 6 corridor. And this is just another, step in the process. But I will tell you, we're having some, very positive conversations. There's a lot of energy around it. But I can't stress enough, it's conceptual. It takes time. It obviously is going to take private dollars to make some things work. But our hope is by doing this type of planning with MS Consultants, that helps the city of Vermilion. And we're working closely with all of our lakefront communities to make them very viable and attractive for people to come in here and spend their money and stay and enjoy the special county that we know as Lorain County.
Well, Commissioner Lundy, as you stated at the very beginning of that, I mean, it really is kind of cool to be able to work together with all of the communities along the lakefront, be able to work together and really kind of create something special. Because as you said, we've got something here that a lot of folks wish that they had, and that's all these communities lined up along the lakefront. So
yeah.
I'm very excited to see where this goes moving forward.
Yeah, and I can't stress enough, let's face it, if we can draw people to the lakefront for activities, our neighboring communities all benefit. The hope is that if folks come in to enjoy some activities along the lakefront, they take in a Crushers game, or they take in a Crushers game and they enjoy the lakefront. And then with, the majority of our hotels, we do not have any hotels along the lakefront. So any of the communities with hotels, I know a lot of our communities have added newer hotels, especially in Avon, Sheffield Village, and, Leary is adding some new hotels that, they get to benefit from people staying there. And obviously that's how we generate the bed tax, and that's what helps support our travel and tourism. And that's what helps to keep the economy going, is supporting all these small businesses in this area.
Great stuff. Well, Commissioner Lundy, we appreciate the time as always. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a great holiday next week as well. And we will do this again soon.
I will. You too.
Thank you very much. Again, that's Commissioner Matt Lundy joining us here in our Leadership Through Partnership program here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Let's step aside and take a quick break. Matt Douglas and I will return right after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.